Food for a thought for Friday. Can we get some good food from you, Jennifer?
Yes, Jackie.
Food. What kind of food can we get? Food for thought from Jennifer Horn.
Christmas cookie food.
Oh, yeah. What kind?
Whatever you want. Oven's open.
Really? How about chocolate raisin chip? That'd be a good way to start the day.
All right.
You're all ready for that. Okay, let us find out what else you are ready for today. Stick with us. Lots of great conversation, a celebration of the week, if you will, with some good news. Why not start the week with good news from the week?
Good news is knocking on your door.
Good news.
Good news is coming around the corner.
If I find my pen, I'll be fine.
Good news is rolling around your floor.
The bad news is I've lost. Oh, there it is. Oh,
there it is.
Can't have a program without a pen. The information that's in this week on the death penalties, I think pretty good news, because I'm not a big supporter of the death penalty. There are certain cases, certain times when you'll welcome the use of the death penalty, frankly. But I'm not. It doesn't help deter crime. There's study after study after study that proves that. But why would it be that the number of death sentences are at historic lows? Is it a matter that it doesn't work? Is that what it is? The trend against executions is unmistakable. Death sentences have taken an historic drop, 75% off from the number of people put to death in the last 15 years in every place except Texas. What does that tell you? Those of you who are in Texas, are you upholders of the law? Does this really work? Let's see. 100 people, fewer than 100 people, have been sent to death row in this past year. This is the Death Penalty Information Center. How'd you like to work at that outfit?
That
hey, what do you do for a living? I work at the Death Penalty Information Center.
And it's old?
78 people handed death sentences last year, down from 315 back 15 years ago. There were 43 executions this year, including the Georgia inmate Troy Davis. Remember, he was executed in September, and most people involved in the case thought he wasn't guilty, or at least a lot of people. Enough to give you cause for concern. Why do we, after all this time, put the guy down when there seems to be a lot of reason to think that there's a question? All right, so that's that. Is it good news that we are out of Iraq? All troops pull out by December 31st. One of the things that I'm wondering as we look back at Iraq, my 4 days there, certainly not like 4 months, or for some people who went back year after year, some people spent as much as almost four years detailed to Iraq. You know that? Some men and women in the service have spent almost 4 years when the collective totals of almost 9 years.
Home. Mm-hmm.
Well, but are they coming home? A lot of them are going to Afghanistan. Are they going to reassign to overlook this, that, or the other thing? It is clear that Iraq has not put all the pieces together. I think that's true. But when you look at what has happened, the debate will go on forever. Who's right, who's wrong? Probably at this point doesn't make any difference. The thing that I find good is that we have fixed a lot of the messes that we created, and a lot of people now are going to be out of there and out of harm's way. Not that, I mean, there are certain problems over there for sure. But what they're doing is leaving a lot of our equipment there for the soldiers in Iraq to use and not charging them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we first got into this thing 9 years ago? President said, don't worry, we're going to get paid back in full. We're just a contractor.
Well, don't we have to start selling something? What are they doing?
Oh, they've been selling oil? Yeah, well, they've been selling oil all along.
When do we start getting our money back?
Ah! There's the $64.
Since that's what we are supposed to be getting.
Yes, that's the $64 question. Anybody know when we're going to get revenue from oil? 800-510-8255? That is a good question. And if that happens and we're all paid back fair and square, that's swell. But how many times have we seen our own involvement, you and I, pay for this, Jennifer, and everybody listening pays for this? Imagine how much better off we would be in our country today if we hadn't spent, what is it, $1 trillion in Iraq and Afghanistan, or maybe more than that? I saw a number, $1.4 trillion. What about it? What about the lives?
Would we be better off? Maybe not. Maybe there would be something even worse up ahead. You never know.
They didn't do anything. They didn't fix. They just created a thing for more terrorists to come to Iraq. They didn't fix anything.
Right. Well, they created a turf war. They drew people in.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's helpful. Who knows? Again, the expertise that all of us have as armchair quarterbacks. Some of you have read this folder carefully. Some of you are big supporters. John McCain's upset because we're pulling all the troops out. I'm upset because we're leaving so much equipment there and they're not paying us for it. All of that stuff goes around and around. And where does it get us? It doesn't give us a Golden Globe. That's for sure. So, the Golden Globe nominations announced. And Jennifer, as you look at the list, are you surprised at any of the movies or actors or television shows who were nominated? Boardwalk Empire swept the TV nominations.
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire, Modern Family did well.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't surprise
George
me
George Clooney,
much.
A couple of the movies he was in got...
He wins all my awards, so that doesn't surprise me.
George,
he gets my Golden Globe.
Where are you, George? George, we need you. All right, so there's that. And then, as if that were not exciting enough, Howard Stern.
Dun, dun, dun.
Some people think this is great news.
The Parents TV Council hates
doesn't.
It. Doesn't. Hates it. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's going to get, somebody said 10.4 million. Somebody else said 14 million. There's a 1 and a 4 in this number someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving production to New York. One of the bargaining things he said, I have to have, I want to have. Simon Cowell is the producer of the show.
He
by
is.
By the way, America's Got Talent.
And he wanted Howard for the X Factor. So, you know.
Right.
Now, you know what I think is interesting about the Parents Council being upset about this?
What's that, Jen Jen?
I don't think many children actually even know who Howard Stern is.
I think you're right.
Because he's not on broadcast radio anymore, and you really have to pay to listen to his show now.
Right.
So those people really aren't exposing it to their kids, I wouldn't think.
Well,
he's not mainstream, I guess, like he used to.
Well, I mean, plenty of people know who he is. He's brought a lot
of
business to Sirius, and that's why they paid him so much money. Over the years, by the time this contract is up, Howard Stern will have made well over $500 million from Sirius. He would never have gotten
and
that
stock
much money.
Options that he stole back and ticked everybody off. But, yeah, I don't think kids know, so I don't think the Parents Council need to be so worried about it.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, I think there's much ado about nothing there. And so there's an entertainment factor there someplace. You know what also is pretty interesting when you get down to brass tacks about that announcement? Howard Stern's 59 years old.
Yeah.
Howard Stern has been around on the radio for 34, 35 years. Howard Stern is not exactly a new discovery.
A spring chicken.
Which brings me around to another item, which many people don't think about because it's not their business. My business is radio. There are very few up-and-comers in radio. And even though you find in the visual medium, there are many up-and-comers, actors, whether it be television or radio, television or movies, there are plenty of new actors, new faces, but there aren't on the radio. Whether it's a music radio format or whether it's a spoken word format, there are not many new players. And the fact that Howard Stern still carries the day in a way that is as significant to give him that kind of money to be a judge on a show like that, is I just find it... I don't even know if I can put a word with it. It's, the words that I have, it's, I guess, awesome, in a manner of speaking, that he's prevailed as long as he has. There are half a dozen, I say, of us, because I've been prevailing for a while, one way or another, and Limbaugh's been prevailing for a while. But, there, you know, there, and we keep going because, number one, there is a following for the program, and nobody's concerned about our ages, but at the point when Limbaugh decides, okay, I've had enough of this, and Limbaugh decides, or people like me decide that we've had enough, then who's behind us? And you look around, and you don't see much.
Yeah, because there's no breeding ground anymore.
We're all contemporaries, for the most part. We're all in our 50s or 60s, the people who have been around for a long time. And so, okay, how much longer do we do this? I've decided that I want to break the record held by the Breakfast Club, which was on the air, I think. Didn't we decide 34 years or 36
right.
years or something?
Mm-hmm.
So that puts me into a class, as Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine says, I'll be the last guy standing. Whether that's true. I don't know.
Talking into your tin can.
Yeah, right. Oh, this is... Anyway, I think all these things here are good. Good food for thought. And that's what we're about here. 800-510-8255. Speaking of food and thinking and veterans coming back, you've heard me talking for the last couple of weeks about what a wonderful deal this Food Supply Depot opportunity is for you to prepare yourself and your family for emergencies. There are three or four really good reasons for you to go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and prepare yourself for the next emergency with 72 hours worth of their superb quality packaged food products. You heard right. They have a shelf life of 20 years, Jennifer. They're wonderfully delicious and nutritious. They're supplied in a protected environment. All you have to do is add water, and they'll provide you and your family with truly quality food at a time when you may not be able to get to the market. So I've suggested that you buy this as a gift to clients or people that you work with. And what's important as we talk about the veterans coming back from Iraq is that there are many of them who have a lot of problems. And so as a result of that, part of what you pay the Food Supply Depot, I have insisted be given to the Veterans Research Council, which is a medical research firm for veterans who come back from the theater of war with problems the government's not investigating, not researching. So this is like a whole separate organization aimed at helping our veterans as they come back from Iraq. So you want to help them and help yourself, help your family. Every way you turn, this is nothing but good. Foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Make the 72 hours worth of food purchase easy for yourself, because when you go to that address, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, you'll get free shipping as well as helping medical research for veterans. So please check it out. Order your food right now while you're thinking about it for your clients, for your family, to help the veterans. Foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style and Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts and 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels, hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the lowest valued item purchased. Exclusion of 24 hours or vary with the Christmas conditions.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
It's 21 after the hour. Softer, healthier lips. There's Jennifer on the Good Day program.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
The number one most popular search right now is Jay Leno. Number two, I'm looking, Richie, I'm doing a little my morning search. I should actually talk about this more often than
You're
I do.
You're so good at this, too. You are Mr. Internet.
That's me.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Today that the family, listen to this, the family who owns Walmart has more money than the bottom 30% of Americans. Yeah. Or as Walmart refers to the bottom 30%, our employees. It's special they're at Gay Milk today, I understand.
I'm against it. If you saw the farms where they milk those things, you'd be against it, too.
Well, an Islamic cleric based in Europe has issued a ban on women touching bananas and other vegetables that resemble the male sex organ. He's banning this so they can avoid having sexual thoughts. And they can forget about exercising with that shake weight thing. Forget that. That's totally out. That's don't even get near that.
Last night, Barbara Walters had her 10 most fascinating people of 2011. And you know who was one of them? Donald Trump. Yeah. Donald Trump, yeah. And so when you're on that list, Donald Trump is on that list, most fascinating. And by fascinating, Barbara means a self-promoting gas bag. Ah. But it was, what a show. Don't kid yourself, it's been a big year for Donald Trump. This year, the thing in his head won the cat show.
Barbara Walters asked him about his hair. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Barbara Walters asked him to lean over so she could run her hands through his hair
and touch it
to find out if it was real.
You know what?
It was real. Yes.
Okay, did you guys hear the big news, though?
Big news!
This was going to be in the TV report, but I'll share it with you now since we're talking about Babs.
Big news.
Did you hear when she was talking to Obama, she leaned over when she thought no one was listening and said, I'm going to need one more interview with you because I'm retiring next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Bum, bum, bum. And no one will deny it, so it obviously must be true.
Why is she retiring?
What's the point? Sorry. Michael Fortier just came into my ear and said he's retiring next year, too.
Yeah, okay. Good for you, Michael. I'm
Lots in common.
Yeah, right. So, Steve Jobs was the person that won. He was the most... What was the category? Most
fascinating.
Fascinating, right. You know who wasn't there who I find fascinating? I'd ask this.
Katie Couric?
All of you. I love Katie Couric. I absolutely. I wish I could find her so I could take her out for dinner. 800-510-8255. Who do you think is the most fascinating person? Really? I have Richard.
Fascinating.
Richard Branson would be.
He is fascinating. He's a weirdo.
No. Why? What do you mean?
In a good way. He's just kind of a weirdo. He's out there.
He's out there in that he does things, his motivation for doing things, not all about him.
Yeah, no, I think he's just different.
He is extraordinarily. Some people, he was quoted as saying, some people say, look at how much money I have. And others say, look at what I did with all my money. And that's what, when it comes to Branson, look at what he's done. Look at the good he's done with all his money. I think that's one of the great statements, by the way. Let that echo around in your mind a little bit. You know how we have this class warfare going on in America now? As a matter of fact, there's just a reference to the Walmart, you know, the people at Walmart, the Walton family have, among them, like $30 billion, $34 billion, I don't know, some ridiculous amount of money, maybe more than that. They're worth, no, actually, I think they're all worth about $30 billion apiece. Anyway, what are they doing with their money that's good? I mean, it's their business. But if you look at people, and this is why I find them fascinating, like Branson, that do so much good with their money, that's cool. Gates does it. Warren Buffett does it. So I think it's not all about money. It's what you do with it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's something you may not have known about me. Almost every item in my house comes from a hotel that I've stayed at around the world. No, I didn't steal it. I bought it. Many hotels use amenities like comfortable beds and upscale spa products to attract guests, and then make those items available to bring home with you. The Hilton Home Collection offers everything from its Serenity bed to shower heads. The W Hotel Store tries to extend its hip brand with funky items like acrylic furniture, fur throw rugs, and even clothing. If you've ever stayed in a Westin hotel, then you've probably introduced to the Heavenly Bed and the chain's signature white tea scents, all of which are for sale. The Sofitel chain, which is based in France, sells items that are European-inspired, including linens from Paris and porcelain dishes from France. And you've probably heard of the famous marching ducks at the Peabody Hotel. Well, the Peabody Galleria also sells duck-themed everything. And in my opinion, no bathroom is complete without a rubber ducky. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out tablets, digital SLR cameras.
Spinning tubs?
No, laptops. And e-readers like the new Kindle Fire for just $1.99. Gifts for less. Now, who's with me?
Get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Offer in-store only. Prices go through 12/17.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Friday, the 16th of December, on the air with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your future is going to be a big adventure. Did you know that? You're at the end of the year. People are thinking about all these things that have happened during the year 2011, preparing for something that's better, preparing for a really good 2012. If you've had a bad 2011, don't live in the past. Forget about it. Make a few, in your own mind, notes about what you learned. Maybe you've got some good memories. For me and many of you, if we were to rate 2011...
There was a lot of loss in 2011, wasn't there?
It was a sucko year. That's the only way. But you know, focus on that in the back. Let's go to the future. Let's not go backwards. Lessons in life number one. Go forward. Not, you know, you can fix or change the future. Can't do a damn thing about what you've already done. Right? Whatever the niches that you've had for yourself in the past, think about your future. Imagine your future. Think about yourself as successful next year. Feel like you're going to be successful next year. Know that you're going to achieve your goals next year. Your project, whatever it is. What are you going to do? What's the end result you want to achieve next year that you didn't get done this year? Do you know why you didn't get it done? Did you run out of money? Did you have sickness? Did you lose your job? Whatever it was that got in the way of you achieving your goal, it was a learning experience guaranteed. So, moving ahead, think satisfaction. Whenever I think that, Richie, all I want to hear is the beginning of that song from the Rolling Stones. Can't get no satisfaction if you worry about what's in the past. You only get satisfaction if you bring yourself up to a goal. If you reach something, sooner or later you will win if you think you can. And we have a perfect example of that today in our Christmas star of the day, a lady who has been with us, I think, 3 or 4 years, Richie. Do you think we've had Whitney on and on Christmas time? And she's only 20 years old. Here she is with her Christmas. Now, we have a couple of things from her CD, her Christmas CD. First one came out in 2006. This is her with Frosty the Snowman, a little bit. We all know the words to this. We can sort of work along with Whitney while on and on Frosty. 14, she started singing, Rishi. Ba-ba. We're trying to highlight some of the musical stars that have good Christmas music that they've either created or taken. They've created a new way of singing it. This is a pretty good example of Whitney Wallanen doing a very good version of Frosty the Snowman. Whitney, do you remember when you first were on this program? I was just trying to remember, and I don't remember when the first time. How many years ago was it?
I'm thinking it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you were, what, 15, 16 then?
Yeah, I'm actually 21 now. I just turned 21.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you been in school? What's going on with you?
Yeah, I just graduated from Vanderbilt University. I did it in 3 years because I wanted to get out and do singing full-time. So I just graduated in August.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
But you've been singing all through college. You've been singing since you were 13 pretty steadily, right?
Yes, I have. I can't stop singing. I just love it too much. But I tried to do the whole recording thing while attending Vanderbilt full-time, which was pretty challenging. So I made the decision sophomore year that I was going to graduate a year early so that I could do it full-time.
You know, I just had an idea, Richie.
What's that?
I think Whitney and I have the same desires in life, and I want to sing I want to do an album with you, Whitney. What do you say?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Didn't want to say anything, but that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what she's here for today. To do a duets album with
Ed
Stephens.
Exactly. And it could be, you have one Christmas album, but you've had a number of songs that have been released that have done well on the AC charts around the country.
Right, yeah.
How many different CDs do you actually have? Since you started singing commercially, how many CDs have you released?
Oh, my goodness. I've released 3 CDs and then 1 EP.
Mm-hmm. Richie, I remember, it seems to me that we had Whitney on when she did the thing with the Funk Brothers.
We played some of her music. Yeah, your first album when you were like 15, you played with the Funk Brothers, for everybody who doesn't know it, is the house band from Motown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually 13 when that happened. No, but
13.
Yeah.
Hello, overachiever.
Right. Did you even realize or get the grasp who you were sitting with when you were doing that, or were you just like, these are some cool old guys?
No, I grasped it. I grew up on Motown music. It's always been some of my favorite music. So I was, the first day in the studio, I remember, I was so nervous.
I can imagine.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
How does being nervous affect some actors or people in whatever business they may be? Oftentimes being nervous makes them better. Do you think that's what happened
right.
to you?
You know, it really depends on the situation. I think I got over it after the first day because they are really, really cool guys.
Right.
So it wasn't a big deal. I think it could negatively affect the singer because it does make you more tense. But but I could see it going both ways. So
all right, let's focus a little more on your Christmas music. Our Christmas star of the day today is Whitney Wallanen, and we just played a little version of Frosty the Snowman that came out in 2006. That was a big year for that song for you. The CD is called Christmasology, and it has a lot of different classics. Her original song, which I think we played here maybe first for you, Christmas is the Warmest Time of the Year.
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right, we're going to get a little of that. You can sing along, Whitney, if you want to. This thing is pretty good.
Time of the year. Draw your family so near. Cold, just nipping at your ear. 12:25, it's almost here.
So, Whitney, I'm going to get into your personal life a little bit.
Oh, please do.
You did last year, as I recall.
Well, I don't remember last year. I honestly don't remember. The fact that you're as generous as you are, you're also very good at being in contact with people who are following you, and that's a good thing. It's always a smart thing. You've learned well. So you're now eligible, 21, Have you got a boyfriend? What's going on in that? What happens to a young woman?
Bring us up to speed on your personal
life. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? No one right now, but I think that boys have been great for writing songs. You know, I've written about 20 songs.
Are you like Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
She writes about all of her lost loves and all the people that have done her wrong. Is that what you do?
Well, you know what? I have to say that anyone, well, personally, I think that writing songs, that it's a great personal connection with your fans if you write them about your life. So All my songs are about my life, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so what's an example? I don't think we have any of her songs, though, Richie, except Christmas songs, do we?
No, I mean, these ones, I've released a couple of them, but the album will be coming out next year, so.
What's the album going to be called?
I believe if I don't change my mind, it will be called Let's Be Honest.
All right, so how much of your, here's the thing about music today, and one of the great things about having these conversations with our Christmas stars of the day, the idea of controlling your own life now versus what was the situation 40 years ago when Berry Gordy was around, or some of these other people, Phil Spector or big producers, they wanted all of the glory, they wanted all the money. Now, with the new media, we can download. You must have an app with all of your music on it, don't you?
You know, I do not have an app yet, but I will for the album. We're creating it right now, yeah.
All right, so that makes good sense.
But your website is what? We can go to your website and listen.
Yes, it's whitneyw.com.
Whitney, whitneyw.com. Mm-hmm. All right, so now you have to do that to not be confused with whitneyh.com.
Who's right?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, God. Like, you'd be confused. Come on.
Well, the Whitney, sometimes you put in Whitney and you're liable to get most anything. Whitney Wolanin or WhitneyW.com. So, in terms of the things that you find you're getting the most satisfaction doing, is it recording? Is it writing? Is it personal appearances? What do you like best? What's Whitney Wolanin like doing best?
My absolute favorite thing is to perform live. I love it so much. I wish I could do it 24/7. And I think that performing the songs that I wrote is just one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. And I'm just really looking forward to promoting this new album because I feel like I've gotten to a place with my writing and my singing, and as an artist on the whole that I'm really happy with. And I think that this music is just, I'm really, really, really proud of it.
As you get older and have more experiences, it'll get better and better and better. Now, before
Absolutely.
We're done, I'm going to give you a little inspiration, or maybe what will prove to be some inspiration.
Please
and
do.
If you go to my website, DougStefan.com, today's video of the day is amazing technology. And the reason I tell you is because I think you're smart enough to see how you could probably play with something like this, maybe in a different way. This is a performance Elvis Presley did of Blue Christmas in concert a number of years ago. And it's been redone, amazing technology, redone by Martina McBride coming onto the stage. And it appears that she's on stage with Elvis singing Blue Christmas with him. And it is an amazing piece of video. And I think, I mean, we've never met personally, shaking hands is that, but I feel like I know you, having had you on the program a number of times, and I sense from you that you're pretty smart, and the fact that you can control and are controlling your own career, you look at stuff like this and think, how can I do something like this? And I think it puts people on the map. So I encourage you to do something like that as you continue to do great things. The CDs, Let's Be Honest. So when that comes out, let's have you back on again, and we'll have a. At that point in time, I really am going to sing with you.
Perfect.
All right. Will I be perfect?
I'm so ready.
Perfect.
I'm so ready.
All right. So other
what
songs.
What a gift.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. This is the year. This is the time of year for giving, Jennifer. From Christmasology, here's another clip of Whitney Wolanin's music, which you can download by going to WhitneyW or WhitneyWolanin.com.
And she's also got a bunch of stuff on YouTube. So
YouTube as well. Hi, Whitney. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take good care. 14 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus visits with us next year on Good Day.
Silver bell, it's Christmas time. know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but OfficeMax put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be turning out e-readers, digital SLR cameras, laptops, and Beats by Dr. Dre solo headphones for $179.99. Gifts for less at OfficeMax. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an OfficeMax near you. Prices go through 12/17.
Newsbreak. A new survey finds Americans are very worried about the future of Social Security. Almost 40% think the retirement age will jump to age 80 by the year 2036. The Social Security Administration itself says that in 25 years, retirees might receive only 3/4 of their promised benefits. Money coach and personal finance expert Lynette Kalfani-Cox.
A 45-year-old woman earning $60,000 a year will pay about $360,000 into Social Security during her working life. After 2036, her benefits could be shortchanged by nearly $1,000 every month unless Congress makes some necessary changes.
Lynette says the problem is solvable.
Proposals range from raising the retirement age to privatizing Social Security to increasing taxes. But none of these options by themselves is a cure-all. We'll need a blend of solutions to help save Social Security.
The nonprofit group Engage America has built an online social insecurity calculator to find out if you will be shortchanged and learn how much you might lose. Visit EngageAmerica.com to do your own math and vote for your solution. That's Newsbreak from Engage America.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now. Ken Kronos is the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You want to cut chocolate cravings? Here's the man in the know.
This is out of the University of Exeter. Our friends from England, Doug, a short walk can cut the amount of chocolate and other snacks you eat while at work. You know, we often feel these snacks give us an energy boost or help us deal with the stress of our jobs. People often find it difficult to cut down on their daily treats, but by taking a short walk, you're able to decrease your intake by half.
Wow. All right. Apnea treatments that may reduce signs of heart disease risk.
New England Journal of Medicine this morning, Doug, along with helping people with obstructive sleep apnea get a better night's sleep. These machines that no one really likes helps keep the airway open during sleep, but they can also reduce the risk of factors of heart disease. After 3 months of this continuous positive airway pressure, they noticed better control of blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol.
Also, probiotics are good for oral health. We've been talking about that for a long time. All these stories are updated on Dr. Ken's website, drkenshow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Good man, Richie.
He's got a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 53 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday it is, and it's time for our technology tailor as we, during the better living portions of the program, try to bring you everything you need to know that'll be usable, user-friendly, is how I find Alex Goldfein. That's why I liked having him on. So, if Best Buy revenues are up by 2% from last year, why are profits down 29%? Ooh, that's a pretty interesting question, isn't it, huh? We'll explain the discrepancy, but we won't, but Alex will in just a minute here on Good Day.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning specials Friday and Saturday till 1 p.m. at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
At a time when technology is selling like hotcakes, Best Buy announced that its third quarter profits fell 29% as it cut prices on televisions and tablets to maximize holiday sales. According to the New York Times, Best Buy revenue rose 2% over last year, but income fell 29%. Here's what's happening. First, people are simply shopping online. It's easier and it's faster. There are reviews from other people. And this time of year, it's warmer. We trust e-commerce sites like Amazon as much as, if not more than, we trust Best Buy stores. Next, Best Buy's chief advantage over sites like Amazon is in-person help. Go to the store, ask questions, get help. Well, the problem is, the staff in blue shirts isn't really all that helpful. People know that. They've learned it over the years. So it's come to this. The internet, in the comfort of people's own home, is more helpful than Best Buy's blue shirts. And the internet is where people are shopping. I'm Alex Goldfein.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
It's our weekend madness sale at Toys R Us. This Friday and Saturday, save big on the hottest toys. Save up to $70 on top-selling Power Wheels. Hot-selling board games like Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, and more, only $4.99. Plus 40% off top toys from Lego and Barbie. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get one 50% off all Moshi Monsters. Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be the lowest valued item purchased. Exclusions apply to stores or vary with the Toys R Us.
All right, Facebook has begun rolling out a major redesign to users' profile pages. Anybody notice that we're all on Facebook? It's another called Timeline. Yeah, another change.
No more changes.
Yeah, it's this last one. I understand what they're trying to do, but what happens is there are parts of Facebook that you don't see anymore, and you're missing things with your friends because they've kind of tucked it in a corner because they think that you want to see this more. And then also,
you know what I want to see Facebook.
Right.
Well, do they have a focus group or something? How are they making their decisions would be my question.
If I would imagine
ticking
that,
people off.
Yeah.
You got to have to do some kind of research. You don't get to have this kind of a business like this that's worth billions of dollars without having your fingers on the pulse, or if you've had them on the pulse and you get so big you think you're unbeatable or unstoppable, that's the first slide down the hill, Charlie. You got to know your audience or Zwirling or what is his name? What's his name?
Zuckerberg.
That's
Ms. Zwirling.
Yeah.
Him too.
That's Amazon announced this week that the Kindle Fire has been the company's best-selling product.
Sure.
For the year.
I bought one for my mom.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the difference between the Kindle and the Kindle Fire? What do the two different things do?
It has more, it's easier internet access. It's all color, which is really cool. Different things.
All right, so we have our gadgets. We got time for another gadget here?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Grace Digital Internet Radio, rated the best internet radio console by GizmoCrave.com. GizmoCrave.com. The radios come with a 3.5-inch color display for apps, touch screens, and a full alarm clock. Wow. They've got the Wi-Fi connection, Ethernet connection. They're pretty expensive. They're more expensive than the C Crane radios, but you can check them out if you want. GraceDigitalAudio.com is the place to go. Another one of the gadgets we've researched for you here on Good Day. 59 past the hour. Positive.